Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When your words and your thoughts agree with God's word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak, speak, speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Jo, wrapping up her message titled, A Glimpse into Heaven.
Speak the word.
In John 16:33, in the English Standard Version, he said, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, he said, you will have tribulations, but take heart, he said, for I have overcome the world for you. Friends, the Lord has equipped us with everything that we need to get us through these trials and to come out the victor. There's nothing that we lack. We can come out. We can be the victorious ones. You know, you can exercise your authority by speaking God's word over your bodies when Satan tries to put sickness on you. As a matter of fact, a while back, my husband David was experiencing problems with his teeth. So he went to see his dentist, and he sent David to a specialist for more x-rays. And it seemed that when they looked at it, that there was a dark spot, you know, on his tooth. So his dentist automatically thought that he would need to have a root canal. But I prayed over him the day that he was leaving to go see the specialist. I prayed over him, and I was praying. This was the prayer that I was praying, which sounds good, but it's not all that good. I was praying that the Lord would give the doctor the wisdom that he needed to handle this, and also a pain-free visit for David. And you would think, well, Pastor Joe, why isn't that a good prayer? What, don't you want to pray that the doctors, you know, can have the wisdom to do this and the wisdom to do that and the nurses? And yes, I do. But I also know you have been given certain privileges and authority here on this earth. And in that, He has given me the authority, according to Mark 11:21, He has given me the authority to speak to the mountain. In this case, David's tooth was the mountain, and He'd given me the authority to speak to it. As I was praying, the Lord impressed upon me that I should pray for it to be gone. You know, if I was praying for David, I was praying this prayer for him, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit, you know, just revealed to me, I should pray for this to be gone. And apparently the Holy Spirit spoke to David at the same time, and he confirmed it. So I prayed again. And this time I prayed different. This time taking authority over the tooth and speaking to it, also commanding Satan to stop and desist in bringing anything on my husband. Friends, desist means to cease. It means to abstain. It means desist from acts of sabotage. And friends, sabotage, that's what Satan and his demons do so well. Sabotage means to deliberately destroy or damage something. In John 10:10, in the English Standard Version, he says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord. You know, long story short, when David went to the other dentist, when he went to the specialist, the dark spot was gone. Praise God. You know, this is what I mean, brothers and sisters, when I say we need to exercise our authority as believers. You have rights and you have privileges as a blood-bought child of God. And, you know, I like to thank God. As a matter of fact, I was doing that this morning, thanking God that I am a blood-bought child of God and that I belong to the kingdom. And as a matter of fact, according to the Word of God in Ephesians, I'm sitting at the right hand of Jesus, you know, the Father's and then Jesus and then me. That's where you're sitting. He raised us up with Him. Praise God. So remember, you can also speak and you can also take authority over the devil when he's stealing from you. The devil stole a lot of things from me. He stole my home, my husband, my finances, my health. But through confessing what God's Word says and by the grace of God, I have recovered them all and much more than what was stolen. And you know, and this is true because it's in Proverbs 6:31. You probably want to write that down. And the reason why I received a lot more than what he took from me is because this is what the Bible says in Proverbs 6:31. It said, if you can identify the thief, he has to give it back to you seven times over. And so I think I got it back a lot more than seven times over, you know, what he's stolen from me. And so now I got a question. Well, what has Satan stolen from you? Have you lost your job? Maybe, you know, some people, I know a lot of people are having trouble finding jobs right now. Have you lost a level of health that you once enjoyed? Maybe you were really a healthy person, being able to come and go as you please, and then all of a sudden the enemy has attacked you with some type of illness, some type of sickness, and now you can't enjoy your health like you once could. You know, so have your dreams turned to nightmares? You know, a lot of times, you know, we have dreams, brothers and sisters, and if we're not careful and we don't follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and follow the Word of God, then it's not going to be dreams anymore. He's going to turn it into nightmares for you. You know, I would suggest that you sit down and begin to write down the things Satan has stolen from you, basing this on the Word of God in Proverbs 6:31. I know that when I sat down and I wrote down, when the Lord brought this verse back to me, I began to sit down and write down the things that the enemy had stolen from me, and I began to pray over that. And I want you to know today that I have received, this was back in 2005, I received it all back, I think in 2009, most of it in 2009, 2010, received back everything 100 times over what he stole from me. But you know, I could have sat there and I could have felt sorry for myself and I could have just asked God, God, why? You know, I'm a good Christian. I mean, I was ministering to the inmates and I was being their chaplain and I was helping them for free, you know, just being a mouthpiece for you. Why would you let the devil take my husband? Why would you let me lose my house? And why this and why, you know, all, asking God all these questions. But God didn't have anything to do with that. The enemy is the one that did those things to me. I've mentioned this on my programs before. Don't get upset and blame God for a tragedy, you know, maybe an accident or death or a loved one or something like that in your family, because God didn't have anything to do with that. You know, so we just have to know, we have to know what God's Word says. And when the Lord brought that verse back to me in Proverbs 6:31, I wrote it down and then I sat down and began to write down what he told me. And so that's a good thing to do. And so I would begin to put God in remembrance of his word too. And you'll find that in Isaiah 43:26, as he's asked us to do. And I repeat that a lot, you know, that's really an awesome verse in Isaiah 43:26. Says, put me in remembrance. Let us argue together. Set forth your case that you may be proved right. And listen to what God said through his prophet Joel. He said, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. You'll find that in Joel 2:25. And my friends, God loves, I want you to know that God loves to restore what has been devoured in our lives. That is his specialty. Now let's go back and I want to take another glimpse, a quick glimpse of a place called heaven. When we get to heaven, there will be no more pain, brothers and sisters. There will be no more sickness, no more fear, no more tears. Just think about that. None of the things that steal your joy or bring tears to your eyes are going to be in heaven. Only tears of joy. The Bible tells us that we are pilgrims and strangers in this world right now. So, however, when we enter the gates of this glorious city, we will have laid down the burdens of this existence and gone to a perfect place. When we get there, saints, we will be home. Praise God. I am convinced that nothing can separate me and separate you from the love of God. I want you to never, never forget that.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I praise you and I thank you. For according to your word, we're not of this earth. We're just strangers and sojourners passing by. Give us, O Lord, the wisdom to focus on the things above and not on all these things that are going on around us. There are so many things that are being taught and prophesied in the world today. But you have told us to focus on the things above since we've been raised to a new life with Christ, to set our sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor. Give us the grace and the courage, Lord, to not get lost in despair, but to continue to believe in you and keep on believing in you. Lord, you said, let not our heart be troubled, that you will never leave us or forsake us like orphans, and that you will return. And all who have accepted you, Lord Jesus, will see heaven. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.